Okay, so go ahead, Jermaine or Jack, whatever it is.
Ion OA, you just mentioned it, and those are my questions last week. So you know how Prairie keeps on going back. They call it death, but obviously
Wait, stop. Just one thing.
Yes.
We're going to answer this question, but you cannot give spoilers, okay? Dr. Dean has not watched it. So you're not going to be permitted to spoil it. But we know what you're talking about. The death part keeps coming. Now go ahead. That won't hurt anything, but just don't go too far.
So that part, let's say the place that they go to, that's like the holding, the place that you go and come back, which we call it, we used to think it's death, but it's just what you just said right now. That's the reset place. There's like a place you go to reset
and that's the bumping, and then you start bumping yourself. It's when you take two egg whisks, you know, whisks, and you hold them in your hand, handle to handle, so it looks like two sides of a hammer. The egg whisks are going on two sides, and you're holding it in the middle with your hand, and those wires, you go out one wire, then you come back to the station, then you jump on another wire, and you go back to the station. You always come back to the station, but you're in this, all this looping, and you never remember.
Okay, now I know I can call it station, because that's where you go. And then with the five people, the movement, is that necessary, or that's just... Like, you can do it by yourself. You don't need to do it with others, right? Like, I've done it by myself, not with... Or is there other things helping us do it, like angels? Hello?
We're here.
Oh, okay. Well, did I not put that question right? Oh, maybe it's because I'm going to spoil it. So, never mind. What you just told me, though, is amazing to know. And Jack has... question for you. He had a cold, his cold last week.
What's up, Ion?
It's my naked Jack. We've been waiting on you.
My nigga, I'm here. I'm naked too.
Hey, we know.
I got a blanket on.
The blanket's okay. The blanket won't hurt. The blanket won't hurt. But as long as you're naked, it's good. So that's all good. Right, cool. So what's up, my nigga?
Hey, shit, chilling. So look, I had a question. So I was sick the last couple of days, maybe past 3 or 4 days, and you know I've been on a restructure. I've been taking it, and like you said, I remember last time you had said something about if you take the restructure and you get a cold, that's the last time you get a cold. But to reverse, I also remember you saying last week that restructure was created for me. So I was trying to like figure out what you meant by. I guess which one should we go with first? Let's go with the sickness. Was that from the restructure? And will it be my last cold?
It should be your last cold, yes. But it wasn't a very good cold. Normally it has to be a pretty good one, like you can't shake it. But you're shaking it, so maybe not. Hell, you don't even have the sniffles, so maybe not. But should be.
Okay.
You don't do colds very well because you're, like, not sick and you're still pitiful.
I get that. Okay. When you last
week... He's so funny.
Last week when you said restructure was creative for me, could you speak on that a little bit more?
Well, yeah, ask a question.
Oh, okay. Well, why was it creative for me?
Because you asked for it. You desired it. Okay, first of all, you can't help where you are because St. Germain sent you.
Mm-hmm.
You were required. Okay, now that's whether you know it or not, or like it or not, or whatever, whatever. So you do whatever we say, and we appreciate that, and it's working well for you, very well for you, exceeding and abundantly well for you. And so you're like, hey, I ain't rocking this boat. This boat's working good. Good. These people are crazy, but this is way fun. Let's go. It's all good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the next stage brings you into the enlightened portion of the program. So enlightenment includes you moving your regular meat sack body into the stages of ascension. There are steps of ascension that everyone goes through. Some go fast, some go slow. There's a Damascus road and there's an Emmaus road. Now you're starting to separate that out a little bit. You're doing marvelously well. But see, it's not really fair because you were chosen, not called. There's a difference.
Was I chosen by Jermaine? Is that what you mean when you say I was chosen?
There's no difference.
I was chosen by Ira. No difference.
There's no difference.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like fashion. There's nothing you can do. So now you're in a little different stage of it. So that's the reason we give you zero. You don't get a pass. You're on it. You're hit every time. Mm-hmm. We don't give you a pass, mm-hmm. and that's okay, because you'll take it like a man. Ain't no trouble. It's a good day. And we appreciate
that.
But you're doing fine, but don't get sideways, because everybody else gets 99 million chances, and you get none. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
Can you elaborate on, you said everyone gets 99 chances and I get none. I get 99.
Correct.
People get 99 chances at what?
Everything. They can fuck up the world, sun, moon, stars, their lives, relationships, everything else. Cut their hands off, cut their feet off, kill themselves, kill other people, blow shit up, go become Al-Qaeda's love child, go do all this crazy stuff. And they go, oh, he was so cute when he did it. He really did me. You get none of that. You're always on point, always. Culpable, responsible for everything, even shit you don't even do most of the time, and you're still heavy for it. We got that. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that. We got that. We got that.
Okay.
You hold true in that position, because it's going to be, you'll be chased, and that's okay, but just hold true to it and stand up and say, put that on me. Put that on me. Take it when it comes along, and you'll see, because it's not the right thing to do, but it's the only thing to do.
Okay. I'm going to definitely re-listen to this again. I have another question for you. I have a lot of friends in the NBA.
Blood offerings are not going to be necessary. But if we call for a blood offering, you provide it. But they really won't be necessary.
Okay. What's up with all these NBA guys? Like, I'm trying to turn them on to, like, restructure and take RNA and magnesium.
Don't do it. Don't do it. When they asked you what's going on, say, why are you running around asking me all these goddamn questions? Ain't none of your fucking business what I'm doing. Get your own life, motherfucker. Who do you people think you are running around here trying to tell me something? Back off. Go dribble your little shit over there. Do something like that. You ain't in my league.
Okay.
Because they're not. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even buy commercials for the NBA anymore. It's all but done. They don't even care. Yeah, no. They'll come crying, and don't worry about it. That's the last thing you want to do, is let them brats get onto it. Good God. That's all we need. Football's already gone to hell over it, because they're if you look at some of the players, if you've seen some of the, we're talking about football now. If you look at some of those fullbacks and think they're not on restructure, man, please.
I also was talking to Jermaine the other day. We went to the Lakers game, and I was like, it'll be real fucking funny if, you know, I stopped playing basketball because of my injury, and then I started being an entrepreneur, then I had the blanket deal, and that's going very well. So what if I wanted to get back in the NBA? Would restructure allow me to make the NBA? Could you make that happen? Is that part of the story?
Yes, it could be. But remember, everybody else gets all those passes, and how many do you get? None. Remember?
None.
So,
yeah,
please yourself. If that's what you, yeah, but that's not all that.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, it's perfectly okay with us. You can go dribble your little ball. You can hire somebody to dribble your little ball. You can do whatever you want to do with your little balls. It's all right with us.
Okay.
Don't bother us at all. You don't scare one of us. It's fine. But, darling, we appreciate your words. The answer is yes. If that's your heart's desire, done.
That sounds good. And then I've been doing some pull-ups, too, trying to get my fucking lats out a little bit. My digestive system has been feeling better as well. Just want to, like, let you know on that.
Yes, of course. That's necessary. You can see you kind of got yourself stove up.
Okay, and the last question.
Better.
You know, I smoke weed a lot.
Hey, stamina's getting pretty good, too, huh, big boy?
That's my question. How do I have so much stamina when I smoke so much weed? Like, I'll have a league game.
No, it doesn't matter. We're saying there's nothing wrong with it. As a god, you should be able to do whatever you want to do. Guess what? It won't be long. You'll be able to actually eat white sugar.
Okay.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Hey, Fion.
Is the Realign helping to metabolize the weed as well as we know it metabolizes alcohol?
Well, it does. The methylation allows the weed to do a better job. That's why he can smoke less and get the same kind of high. Gets the same. It's a better high. He doesn't have to see
it cleans
a lot,
it.
But he doesn't. Yeah, it scrubs it. Scrubs it. Doesn't clean it. It scrubs it.
So there you go, Jack. Keep up on your Realign.
Thank you for that, Carol. How are you doing?
Awesome. Awesome.
Roll a fatty.
Yeah, I'm actually getting better at rolling. I just rolled one, actually. Smoked a little bit. All right, and last thing. When I smoke weed, I feel like, you know, some people say, oh, why are you smoking weed?
First of all, you don't smoke weed. It smokes you.
I feel like it takes me somewhere else. And it's not like a thing like people say, oh, I get high, and I'm like, no, like I really feel like I'm at another level and where I'm like,
I'm able to create
my thoughts.
It stopped. Okay. No, stop. It takes away the anesthesia. Groundhog Day only works if you can't remember that you did the same thing yesterday. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The weed lets you not forget. The weed lets you catch up with Groundhog Day, and it makes you more. That's why people feel so much more lucid and connected, and all that kind of stuff. But the reason they feel that way is because they, with the THC, won't let you. You're anesthetized. It won't let you block it all out. That's what it does. Now, we're not trying to tell anybody to do anything. Smoke it, don't smoke it, shoot it, don't shoot it, puff it, snuff it, buff it, duff it, luff it, fuck it. We don't care. Do whatever you do. But if you're going to experiment with that stuff, as you're ascending, be very aware that you're trying to have outcomes. You're trying to have outcomes. And be very aware if something is not the outcome, you better ask somebody because you could undo something very serious if you're not particular. You see, when you have a weird experience and you go, oh, yeah, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But you be careful because you could flip that light switch and turn off India. So,
this is good.
Now,
right.
How much more do you want? Did you get the money?
It depends on what money. No, I did not. I mean, it's some. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know how to answer that question.
Then don't worry about it. You'll know it. So that's all right.
Yeah.
Just be on the way. Watch ye therefore, you know not today.
Could you tell me something about Click?
Yes. What you want to know?
When is it going to come out? When is Click going to be built and out? And actually usable technology.
We say it already is.
But actually people on it. Like, it's out, but it's not, like, where it needs to be. And we need money for that. And I don't want you to get money for that. It's going to change the world like I've always thought it was going to be or going to do. How do I get clicked to the part where it changes the world?
The world is going to die. So we don't know if that's what's going to help them.
Okay.
And God's not going to really use Click because they don't require it. They get it anyway. You see?
So you're telling me is Click dead?
No, we'll give you some room with it. You got to develop a little bit, but just don't get too carried away. See, you're so good at this, you can take some bullshit something and make it good, but it's bullshit and you make it good. We appreciate that, but damn, you know, I mean, just stay away from the VPN.
Do you have anything, Jermaine?
Yeah, and I can see how Jack just kind of like sped through that whole process that most take forever. It's really fun to watch. It's like, this motherfucker just went all the way up there. It's fun.
And never even thought. See, no one's ever told him he couldn't.
No, yeah, nobody. I mean, I always knew.
Yeah, but now, look here. We made him come and play with you. He's the one that got lucky. But look here, he's really driving this thing, and we think we've got to, he thinks we've put him in servitude, and he's running the thing. How about them smackers? All over. Do you remember where this came from? Do you remember that damned Hermes, Hermes scar?
Yes.
Do you remember that scar? And you remember that's what I told you to do when you were going downstairs and the belt was all wrong and you went, and that's when you got him. Do you remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Oh, good. We're so glad.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Take care of him, though, because he's wild now. He's wild. You got to take care of him.
I will.
He's a wild boy.
Have mercy. So this works out real good.
Jack says I'm crazy, so it works out.
I need that.
Well, it's got to have the balance. That's right.
Yeah.
You can always, when things get bad, you can always fuck up some commas.
That I'm good at doing that. I had more questions from OA, but I'll wait till Dr. Carolyn watches them, and then I can come back so I don't spoil it.
That's excellent. It is amazing. And look how it applies, because it gives you a real firsthand look. We put this together. There's more seasons coming, too, by the way. We put this together so that you could get some taste of what this actually is, to see exactly how this battle, this terrible, contrived battle over humans and gods, and how this all comes together. And you think it's some stupid Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing, but it's not. You see, it's not. That's the point.
Yes, I love that show. It explains so many things, and I understand so much more.
If it came out when it started, you wouldn't have got it. It's like Stranger Things. You wouldn't have got it.
Yeah. And then now I'm watching The Magician.
Are you talking about OA? The OA? That's the one that I'm referring to right now?
Yeah, but, we can't spoil it for Carolyn, though. She'd be cross with you.
So I'll wait when she's done and I'll ask other questions.
Yeah, because it'll be Bob's fault, one way or the other. It'll be Bob's fault.
Bob will get in trouble. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
You
know you're welcome.
Ion, you're my nigga.
See. Every time a bell rings, there you go.
Okay, thanks, Jermaine and Jack.
Thank you.
Is that it? Okay, Jack.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, what's next?
That was fun, Bob. That was fun. Your little people talkers are talking better tonight, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are all articulate.
If you had a better non-physical, you'd get somewhere, though.
Who, me? Better version of you, yes. We're working on that. You better get your shit together, Iota. You'll be out your ass soon.
Throw us off the wagon.
You know, adapting to the high quality of Iondom that's coming at you. The Ionauts. Mm-hmm. So try to keep up with them. Okay, so...
I know. It's a chore.
Who is this? Anybody there?
Bobby, what's going on? How are things in the 2017 Enigma? The Trumpdom of Iondom. Oh, of course, I have many questions. Is Putin really the alpha male? I mean, like, are JW and Putin, like, they have to be, like, in their psychological makeup on the same page to rule their kingdom, so to speak, and attain their ascension, with one in the pluralistic sense, one in the terra firma sense, okay? So maybe we can start there.
I think, say Ion's name, so he knows that.
Ion, this is Corbin. Hello, how are you doing this beautiful new year? Ion, he must have left us.
He's still muted.
Okay. All we could do, there was that he was putting something in the thing, and we were fixing to blow it up, but he said, don't mess it up again, because the hackers won't have a fair chance if we get involved, so that's how that goes.
I think we lost what happened. We lost the first about 15 seconds of your response to our new address
Putin,
for the new year.
Putin is scared.
Yeah, Putin versus he's scared to death. Why? He's an alpha male.
Corbin. Be quiet. I'm going to mute you, Corbin. Just shut up and let Ian talk to you. Don't go on and on. Just say a few words. So what were you saying, Ian?
He's scared to death. He is mortified, absolutely scared to death.
Of what?
Losing his kingdom.
Why would he?
He's bumping into the real deal now.
You mean Trump?
Mm. Yep. It looks good, but it's not that pretty on the outside.
So you would tell me that they do not have enlightened, they just have more of an cooperative political stance as a relationship, just basically the yes, yes, no, no on terra firma as far as their comunicado skills go.
Well, that's the whole thing. See, he's trying to still run it from the Third Reich's way of running the Kremlin, and that doesn't work. Brezhnev is dead. Remember?
Well, yes, but Soviets, they won the World War II nonetheless. Well, they diverted most of the German, Austrian attention to that
Latvia,
climate.
Croatia.
Yeah.
Latvia, Croatia.
But, yeah, sure. But now this is the aesthetic is going through. Putin has been already addressed in Rolling Stone magazine as this, like, male, macho, alpha male kind of guy, like, out riding horses and shooting deer and, you know, with spears and arrows and that kind of thing. That was 2015 or 2016, somewhere in there. Yeah, and Trump has been known to have an affiliation of sorts, if not an acquaintanceship with Putin. So who knows how this should shake out, but you're saying the guy is mortified, and that puzzles me.
He cries himself to sleep most nights.
He cries himself to sleep most nights.
Most nights, yep.
Okay, and now were we dealing with, oh, my goodness. Well, wow. Something else. Something's on my mind. I can't get it out right now.
You're having a David Icke moment.
No. There's a cathartic moment going on where three different questions are going on at one time, and I can't articulate them fast enough to get a straight answer out of you, so to speak, because Bobby has dummied himself down. Dummy yourself down, boy, to such a degree, and I mean that in the most beautiful way. Okay, 2016. Oh, here's what I was going to ask you. Why do you keep saying L.A. is going to fall into the water? There we go. Yeah, 2017. When is this happening? No, it's not a time frame. Is this a soon event or further event or drastic event? Or event?
We say colossal. It's already happened. We say it's
I would say
happened.
That, too. But all right, now you're saying it in a different gentrification of your definition.
No, we're saying
define
it already
yourself
happened.
In gentrification. What do you mean?
We say it's already happened. You keep saying when's it going to happen. We say it already has. That's
explain.
All. It's already occurred. It's past tense now.
I'll accept that answer for the moment.
We're glad.
and what's your most beautiful song of the year?
Oh, there's so many.
Well, come on, man. I know you're a music guru. You're a DJ. You're a music trivia like I am. Me and Bobby and you. We're the only three that exist on the planet that can name anything. Serious.
Mm.
Challenge us. Yes, challenge us. Anytime, anywhere.
There's a lot.
Merle Haggard.
Well, there, yeah. And actually, you know, where you going to have to go? It's a duo, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
There you go. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. And what's the name of the tune?
The Ballad of Jed Clampett.
No, it ain't the Ballad of Jed Clampett, man. That's an NBC arthritic. That might be Tommy Tedesco on guitar in that. Ion has to go and eat. This Bobby on his lonely locality hills. That is Ion Pools swimming pools. The bubbles and the troubles and the all can go away. Because if you drive the G's drops here too, I've got to get some articulation on my single playing that's applicable. Bobby, are you still there, my friend?
Yeah, I'm still here. And watch it, you waste your time with Ion. Now get back and listen to Ion talk about something and ask him a question.
Go ahead.
No, you ask him a question instead of mouthing off.
I'm not mouthing off.
You ask Ian if you're mouthing off. Ask Ian that.
Ian, am I mouthing off to you, sir?
It's very pleasurable.
How about this? We'll talk about, oh my goodness, how do you do this?
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Okay, this card is attributed to the letter Aleph, which means an ox. Okay, but by its shape, the Hebrew letter, so it is said, represents a plowshare. Thus, significance is primarily phallic. It is the first of the three mother letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin, which correspond in interwoven fashions with all the triads that occur in these cards, notably fire, water, air, father, mother, sun, sulfur, salt, mercury, raja, tattas, and tamas.
He said California is the place you ought to be.
Yes, if it doesn't go into water, like I on seas.
That is, swimming pools.
Swimming pools. Head cases, yes. Meat sacks and head cases. Thank you very much. And that's the whole thing, man, is it really lost its honesty. That's like Carrie Fisher and singing in the rain. Yes, singing in the rain.
Singing about it.
And I'm happy again.
You're all invited back again to this locality. To have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hills. That's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Thank you, Ion. Okay, you got a final question, Corbin?
I didn't get a definite, like, when L.A. is supposed to disappear, and he's already said it has, which I very much agree in the etheric sense or the ionic sense or the aeonic sense. And that's not being spelled I-O-N. It's being spelled more of a different Kabbalah, just a different meaning, so in terms of the Bobbyism. And we're still trying to define that. And I just said, like, it would be helpful, like the Anthony Burgess novel Clockwork Orange, it has a little appendix of all the words that, and slang that they use. Therefore, we need a Bobby / Ion / Dr. Dean / Ionette's appendix, and all the Ionettes and everybody needs to get on board and say, hey, these are the terms that we use, and this is what we mean by it. I went by the Church of Scientology in South Central L.A. today, and they were standing by the doorways with their suits and Scientologists, man. I mean, it's funny as fuck, man. You know, it really is. Because sometimes I go in there and I'll fuck with them and be like, sir, you're not beta, you're not queer. And I'll be like, man, you need to let you party, dude. What the fuck's wrong? Man, Bob knew. And Kentucky knew, man. And I knew before anybody knew that I was going to bring. Hey, are we still here?
No, we're not here anymore.
Okay, I knew before every minute that Gina would get a pardon, man, 28 trillion years ago. Fuck all you on, man. You motherfuckers doing it. What the fuck you talking about? You bottom feeders, man. You scum. You leave. You hang out with Reverend Stain, man, and Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, there's my rant for the night. Cut me out.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Corbin. Okay, we'll move over to Alyssa.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hello, Ion. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
Hey, honey. Okay, so... Ooh, I can feel it. So the Minnesota license plate, it has that double helix, like, hologram on the license plate.
It does.
Can you tell me?
It's a special plate, and we're going to change it. We're going to bring it back.
So are you talking, like, are you referring to Ithaca?
It's like Donna, yes, just like Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the world.
Okay,
you know,
so you're referring
to... Do you know Donna Fargo? Does Bob?
No.
The Fargo TV
happiest
show
girl.
Are you referring to, Ion?
No,
Donna
Fargo.
Happiest girl in the whole USA. I've got it right here.
She's a disco singer, maybe. Way back there. Let me check that.
1972, Bob. Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, 70s person. Okay, now, Alyssa, were you going to ask about the vortices? What were you emailing to me? I didn't get it clear what you were saying.
That was just for fun for later if we wanted to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Okay, get into your Ion question.
She's going to trip when you play the thing that came in the same time we sent all the stuff in. That's what that was all about. That's pretty kinky, huh, Bob?
Yeah, I got about 10 emails from Ion during our session a few hours ago. And right in the middle of it, you came in with a question about the vortices. And Ion was sending me stuff on vortexes.
Oh.
At the same time. Yeah, it was a woo-woo-woo-woo. But he didn't kid himself or nothing. It's okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, Bob should be used to it by now. He's been all the Bobs and all the Ophanels and everything. So this chaos that you referred to tonight, that all there is chaos, is that Hesiod's chaos you're referring to?
Define what you mean.
Are you making reference to the beginning of Western perception?
No. You don't have Western perception. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm just trying
well,
to figure
neither
out.
Do
I'm
they
just
really
trying
either.
Well, I'm trying to place chaos. That's ridiculous. Okay.
So any confused, disorderly mass, a chaos of meaningless phrases. Yeah. The infinity of space of a formless matter supposed to have preceded the existence of an ordered universe. Yeah. Does that help you?
I'm sure it does. What is that? Are you quoting something?
A definition of chaos.
I mean, I'm not too interested in chaos. The copper anklet that I'm wearing on my left ankle, I switched it from my right to my left, and I definitely felt it. Yes. Whoa. That was much better. Mm-hmm. So when I did that, did I shift poles, or what happened in the room when I did that? Because my sister felt it.
Well, yeah, you changed it up, darling. You're powerful.
I really enjoy it a lot more now, so I'm going to go with that for a while. Is that something that I'm going to kind of shift back and forth, so when I'm feeling that sort of balance, I can flip it back to the other ankle?
You do all the time. So you don't have to be the physical thing.
Well, I really enjoyed feeling that physical, that felt like a lot more of
No, you didn't. You like driving. You like driving power, honey. We know. You don't have to tell us. You don't have to convince us.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, I mean, So what has the range of my ohmage been in the last 3 days? In hertz, please.
38,000.
So there's not been a range. It's just been consistently 38,000?
Mm-hmm.
Is that somewhere in between E and F?
Resistance doesn't have anything to do with frequency.
But E flat does have a frequency of 23,000 hertz.
It does.
So we're talking about ohm range.
You said you're talking about ohm range, which is the resistance of how much it doesn't.
Right. Mm. Okay, so what is my tonal base right now?
6.
You giving me a number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll be fun. I'll play with that. So back to the copper. When I was holding the 2 copper balls in the rock shop, something was happening there.
You were reacting with the carnelian. The carnelian was close by.
Carnelian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know
orange,
what that is.
An orange. It's an, oh, look it up. It's an orange rock.
Okay. I'm looking it up. Carnelian, also spelled cornelian, is a brownish-red mineral commonly used as a semi-precious gemstone. Similar to carnelian is sard, which is generally harder and darker. You're not referring to sard.
Correct.
That's okay.
Correct.
So I seem to be marking things with these mineral strata. We've been discussing strata for a while, and it goes back to the natural land bridge and palladio. So you've brought me opal, and you've brought me watermelon tourmaline, I think is what it's called. And now you're bringing up carnelian.
That's mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what made you levitate. It wasn't the big balls, honey. And that big balls might make you levitate. Might even curl your toes, but you got to do it right.
Yeah.
Hey, it couldn't hurt to try, huh?
The formula for carnelian is silicon dioxide, SiO2. So it's pretty much just silica.
Excellent.
Okay,
that's why
because.
It's important because.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, understood. So am I getting enough silica? I'm feeling like I'm in a good. Oh, what's that?
I'm having the whole way. Well, Bill keeps inviting these hackers over, and so he keeps having to bash them back, keep cracking them in the head and stuff. But he likes them. They come regularly. They're
how
like
do,
moths
do I...
to the flame. Like moths to the flame. They just can't stand it. They want them some.
You lost me for a second. Are you referring to the chat line, or are you referring to you and I talking right now?
We're talking about Bill.
So the silica, which is the carnelian, which is why the levitating happened, we talked a while back about how silica will be a conducer. So there's a reaction between me being in the store and the carnelian that was nearby. Is that the scenario that was going on?
Basically.
Is there anything more about carnelian that you want to tell me? I see iron oxide. That's Fe.
Mm-hmm. Iron's important.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about that before I move on?
Mm-mm.
It's cool that its crystal system is trigonal. Does that apply?
Mm-hmm. It does.
I'll make note of that.
You do that, sugar love.
So today there was a delay that I heard. I've never heard this before. I was breathing out, and as I breathed out, there was like a, it felt like it was related to my pulse, but it was a, like a delay, like an effect that I'm used to in circuitry with music and things like that. was that a slippage?
Mm-hmm. You fell out, darling.
Well, I can always get back, so that's fine.
No. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Do you see what's happening? See how the conversation's changing? We have done vast conversations regarding this. Now, do you hear what they're saying? They're saying these little, I had this little blip, I had this little thing, I did this, and this. These people are falling out forever. And they're thinking it's just a second. Oh, well, I can always come back, so it's no problem. It's starting to get like the OA, isn't it, Bob?
Now, how are they falling out?
She's saying she had a little blip. Well, that little blip was like 4 hours.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like OA, right.
So that was revealed in the delay that I noticed, that there was a slippage in the timing and the sequencing of what...
Okay,
so...
What'd
well,
you say, Ian?
Well, They said the sun moved, Bob.
Okay.
Ion, you say that the sun doesn't move, that we revolve around the sun.
Well, that's right. And so you were out, it revolved, and you saw the sun in a different position later. No problem, because, Bob, did you hear what she said? I can always come back. Try that when you first started this off, Bob, and say that. And people went and blown their brains out, went and killed themselves, killed you. Then it would have been a bedlam to say such an avant-garde crazy thing. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, no problem. I can always come back. Well, we're going to kill you. Okay, I'm maternal, so don't bother me. Go on, kill yourself. Okay, it won't matter. It's okay. I've done it 100 times. No problem. Do you see? When you start, back in the day, we did the huge Lazarus Project. It was fast. It was amazing. Now, it's a nothing thing. People die all the time. Just no big deal. Who cares? Whatever. Death? What's death? Yeah, I had a nice bowel movement today, too. That was no big deal, either. It's about like that. It's about that way. And we like the way you're presenting it because you're falling into exactly the example that Bob never got today. He never gets the good analogies, but they're fun to talk about. And then he forgets, and we talk about him again. And it's all good.
Well, Bob likes to put on a lot of different outfits,
hats, shall
we say. Yeah, hats. Okay, so the loop that we're referring to now, that exists in the Android meme and outside of the Android meme. Can we contextualize it like
all
that, or
kingdoms.
Even?
No, all three kingdoms.
Okay.
All three kingdoms. Mm-hmm. Two wire whisk. All three kingdoms. You just need to stay out of the Thompson Quadrant. You'll be all right. You step one foot in the Thompson Quadrant, you may never come back.
Well, we did that already too, Ion.
We know, but your statement was, I can always come back. Try the Thompson Quadrant one more time and see. You might enjoy it. We'll see what you can do.
Oh, man. I was actually going to talk about that with Bob tonight.
Yeah, we understand.
Well, I'm not going to go there, but I was wanting to rear view mirror what happened, because you were making a lot of references to the Middle Kingdom of Egypt during that time.
Yeah.
So that was part of the progression, quote unquote progression, whatever. We don't like that term.
It's not progressive.
Mm-hmm.
This progression. That's the problem with it.
We're doing Egypt, Middle Kingdom, Melissa?
Yeah, bagels, as it referred to.
Everything bagels with gravlax, Bob.
Oh, yum. Are you making the Jewish reference, Ion?
No, I was just telling Bob what the topic was, gravlax.
How long have you been going, Carolyn? About 3 minutes?
11 days.
How long have you been on this topic of Egypt's Middle Kingdom, Carolyn? A minute?
30 seconds. Since she ordered the gefilte fish.
Okay, let's get this back to the notes here.
It's your story. It's your story, honey. We're just telling it.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a lot of fun. I really am grateful and appreciating.
No, boy. Ooh, we're good.
Spiral,
man.
Spiral.
You got it, honey. That's how you get us back. You get us back every time. You maintain that attitude of gratitude, and you will move heaven and earth, darling. Watch.
It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. Okay, so palladium, that is just not going away.
Palladium.
You're going to switch it up on me now, are you?
Yeah, man, now. That was past. That's old school.
Well, you said palladium would connect to everything.
It will.
Sooner or later, palladium connects to everything. And now you're connecting palladium to palladium.
Mm-hmm.
Those references, are you making references to the stages in my meat sack body?
Yes, and we're also talking about the stages of those heavy metals that are in transformation.
Right, in the outer kingdom?
Well, what's bound on earth is bound in heaven, darling, so it'll be all the kingdoms.
Right, see, okay, that's good.
Play. This is the game you all play that you don't realize you're playing. You have these glib, clicheable archetypes that you embrace, and you don't realize that it changes the game everywhere, all of the wares. And it doesn't bother us, but we know how it comes out, but y'all don't. You see?
That's what makes it fun. Some of what makes it fun.
Yeah, some of what, it's some real fun until it isn't. Like, money is nothing until you don't have any. Then it's everything, remember?
Well, it's just keeping that good... balance is a funny concept, but it's all I've got, right? It's the only glib cliche I have right now to reference. So we'll leave it at that. Why are you huffing and puffing?
I mean, All analogies suck. All analogies suck sooner or later, darling, so it's okay.
But balance is not an analogy.
Unless you use balance to describe the analogy.
So balance is definitely a theme in Iandam lately.
Well, good balance is.
Yes, good balance. So there's obviously chemical changes that are happening, and therefore that's also affecting how we balance.
At all. See, look, Bob, she's using balance to describe balance. That's what makes it a clicheable archetype. Do you see? How can you obsolesce the thing that uses the word to describe the word? Haven't you heard the word is a word?
Well, no, I think it has to do with us getting heavier, like with what's been happening with the restructure and how we're becoming more dense.
They're getting more dense, but they're getting less weight.
So that's what I'm referring to, those things that prop up the balancing.
It doesn't make any sense. You have more mass, you should weigh more.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's not making sense, but that's what's occurring.
Excellent.
So then, Ion, can a cell have two frequencies?
It does.
Okay, I sense that we'll go into that at another time, but I appreciate the answer.
Hey, Alyssa, I was typing out for this topic. I wrote out, a cell can have two frequencies. I took a guess, you know?
Yeah.
So Ion waited, and he waited to see what I would type, and then he took that answer.
Oh, come
on, Ion. Stole that answer from me. Nice job, Ion. Nice theft.
Damn, he's already threatened to replace us and dock us and get a better one.
Right.
We got to do something right before we get put on Skid Row.
Bob, you stole heaven, and now it's stealing from you. So what do you expect?
What is it doing for me? Yeah. It's steering. What did you say?
We paved paradise, and Bobby wanted to put in a parking lot.
But what did you say? I said you stole from heaven.
Yeah, and now it's stealing from you.
Oh, it's stealing from you. Yes, yes. It's only fair. It's only fair. I must let heaven think they have a stake in the game. You know,
right.
So let them steal a few things when I pretend not to be looking. But I've had enough of that. And I caught him today. I caught him. He's getting so desperate, he's going back to charts I made in 1985 and using Kevin's answers.
So, Ion, that's my fake birth year. It's a good year I chose. I was born on Bloom's Day, and all these synchronicities come together. That's when Dave and Bob did the...
You're not old enough to know what Bloom's Day is.
Yes, I'm such a spring chicken.
Yeah, much happened in 85 between Dave and I. And that was a month after Reagan went to Bitburg, which I talked about on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
No, with my new interview with the latest author of a Zappa book, John Corcelli, we talked about Zappa's song, Reagan at Bitburg. So that was May 85. Then Dave and I did a lot of stuff through 85, 86. So we were preparing the ground for your ascension.
So what Bob was just referring to, Ion, there was some stuff going on with the Resolute Desk and Reagan and the Queen during that year as well.
Yes, that is exactly correct. In La Boulay.
So today when I walked by the Mississippi, it was really warm. The weather here has been literally 0 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's been fluctuating, you know, a few degrees around there. It's so cold. And we walked down by the Mississippi, and it was warm. Like, I felt comfortable. We sat there outside for, like, at least a half an hour to 45 minutes. So that was anomalous. Is that a portal? Is it a gate? Is it a something in the ground? What was going on?
The earth giving it up.
Giving what up?
Space.
Earth giving space up? So is that induction then? The induction that you were showing me?
Can be.
Because I've been listening to All the Right Things, and lately it came up about we're going to lose cold, temperatures changing, and it'll just be degrees of heat, correct?
Mm-hmm.
There won't be hot or cold. So is that part of what you're mentioning with what I felt today as well?
And your notice of it, yes.
The other thing that was cool was that a Mississippi was covered in ice, but it had no indication of which way it was flowing.
That's
there was
right.
no, like,
right.
I would assume it was flowing the way that we're used to, but it gave no extra sort of sensory, proprioceptive, like, being there right next to it. There was no, like, visual or sensual effects or things that would indicate that it was flowing.
That's how it's going to go, too.
That was cool. That was a cool.
Now you know it's going to happen. What do you think the Jets who don't know what's going to happen and it happens, they're going to freak out?
Freak out! They'll just have to listen to some Zappa. Yes.
We hope that doesn't happen.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I've been going to Fasa La singing and.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh. It's really wonderful. So it's sort of, I don't know if it electrifies. I don't think I like that verb. Maybe you can give me a better verb, but it definitely resonates or does something to my body.
Have you led a song yet?
I did. Even though I'm not good enough yet to lead, I asked somebody if I could go in the middle. And I requested Babylon Is Fallen.
And how was
which
it?
Was awesome. Yeah, it was.
Now you've been
excellent.
To the singing and you sung. Now, how was it when you were in the middle? What was it like?
It was even more thrilling, more. It can be so powerful feeling sometimes that it's difficult to conduce or contain. What is it doing to me? It's super helpful.
Changing
is that related?
Your frequency. It changes the frequency.
There's not a frequency I'm aiming at, but is it have something to do with a squelch or condensing or?
Maybe.
I mean, it's changing the frequency. That's really all that matters. Because I don't even need to know what it needs to go to. It just works out.
it's always going to what is going to work out. Okay. I want to ask you about John, the guy that I met in Duluth. What's going on with him? He finds conversation with me fascinating and stimulating. Seems like he's bored. Is there anything I should know about him?
Give it a minute. Let's see if it develops. We don't want to put him in bondage or anything yet.
Okay. Well, my friend and I are planning on having lunch with him. Is that, that's kind of the good, it's a good first
move. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. You can lunch sleep with him too if you want to. It's okay. You can sleep with him too if you want to. It's all right. Just see. I mean, try him out for sure first. I mean, you know, see if it's all interest. It's all that in a bag of chips and see. And then don't get too involved to find out. Engage if you like him. Perfect marriage vows. I like you pretty good. Let's see how this goes. You know, let it go.
Well, that's not really what I'm interested in with him, but it's an interesting connection point.
Well, that's the point. I mean, if he's going to hang around, then that should probably be, well, it's up to you, sugar. Whatever.
That's how I.
Okay. He's coming to lunch, have lunch with you because he's hungry?
No, he wants to know what I know.
Well, you're not giving that up, so that's a fool's errand, isn't it?
Yes, but how would he benefit me?
Yes, but. Oh, now we're negotiating. Okay, then enjoy your lunch. Get rid of your friend easy. Drop your friend like a habit.
All right, I'll let that all develop a bit.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. But we'll help. It'll be fun. Why not?
Okay.
Hey, listen, how old is John, approximately?
He's white-haired, so he could be 110.
Okay.
I'd say probably in his 70s. Yeah,
okay.
70s. Okay.
How much
of
Ion stuff do you tell him that makes him interested in you?
I didn't really tell him much. I mentioned some of your stuff.
That'll clear the deal right there.
I don't know what he does. What does he do, Ion, for his job?
He worked? Mm-hmm.
Past tense.
So he's just playing around now? He seems like he's still, he's investing, right? He's investing in things.
A little bit.
I told him about how I thought maybe the $100 bill wouldn't be around. And so he seemed kind of interested in that. So everything that's been changing and what's been going on with the ascension stages, there hasn't been much mention of women's menstrual cycles. I know that, Carolyn, you've discussed some of the menopause stuff and the magnesium and all that kind of stuff, but I was interested in any shifts or changes. You mentioned, Ion, that there wouldn't be any more endometriosis. I'm wondering what the changes, what are some changes that are happening to the menstrual cycles?
Well,
or my menstrual cycle. It is going to be gone. Okay, I'm sensing that. I just was wondering. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a problem. But you never had a huge problem with it anyway, so it's okay.
All right, you're saying the menstrual cycle is going for women or for Alyssa?
Yes and yes. See you in the morning.
I have one question
morning,
for Alyssa. What'd you say?
Okay.
The Earth was giving up its space. Where were you walking? In Minneapolis? When he said that
yes.
idea?
Yeah, it's near the watchtower where I live. Yeah, it was in Minneapolis by the Mississippi River.
Okay.
Thank you, Ion.
Thank you for good questions. That was very
good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks,
Carolyn. High quality interviews today.